This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, shall not be infringed. Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object. Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Hour number two. Coming at you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American made and built to last, starting at under $40. Check out the G-Code difference at TacticalHolsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's TacticalHolsters.com, TacticalHolsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality, modularity, and a warranty that is second to none. Check them out at TacticalHolsters.com. For those of you that are Windows users, which I'm not a Windows user, that doesn't make me superior. That just makes me an Apple iOS lover, much more so than wanting to use Windows. If you wanted to cry, okay, let's just close that. That irritates me. If you wanted to cry after the WannaCry ransomware attacked FedEx in the United States and hospitals in Britain and telecommunication networks in Spain, what are you going to want to do if one of these little backwater dictatorships, or for that matter, some bigger people decide to just go with the EMP versus blowing everything up? See, congressional reports and most security experts would agree that the American adversaries, whether they're from a developed nation like China or Russia, or to dictatorships like Iran and North Korea, would prefer to target our country with a triple threat combination of cyber attacks, some physical damage, and EMP. And of those three, the greatest threat would be EMP. EMP occurs naturally. It is a unique menace that can hit us via a geomagnetic storm, or by man via the high-altitude detonation of a nuclear weapon. It is a rapid acceleration of particles that creates a high-power burst of electromagnetic energy. 55 years ago, during the Cold War, the United States experienced an accidental EMP blast when the JFK administration tested a 1.4 megaton nuclear warhead 250 miles above Johnston Atoll in the Pacific Ocean. This was dubbed Operation Starfish Prime, and it malfunctioned. Traffic lights 850 miles away in Hawaii immediately went out. Six satellites above the Pacific died, and radio networks were disrupted in Alaska, Hawaii, and California. Starfish Prime was a powerful warning that nobody listened to. Because today our country is virtually defenseless against any sort of an EMP attack. And furthermore, the ramifications of an EMP attack in 2017 are worse now than they would have been in 1962 during Operation Starfish Prime. Now we have a series of things like grid-dependent smartphones and computers and, cars and medical facilities and financial institutions and food distribution channels. Even the military is dependent upon electricity. It is not as bad as they say. There are some EMP experts that are out there that say it may never come back, which is ridiculous. But EMP expert Avi Shore told NATO that electricity could be out for months or years because the grid would need to be assembled completely anew since its components would melt. See, that one I don't necessarily agree with, because we know that the Soviets did that back in the 70s and the 60s. We know they used to pop them over one of the Istans that used to be, I think it was Uzbekistan or Kazakhstan or something like that. They popped one just to see what happened. And the Transformers, all the Transformers in the area did go out, but some of them limped on for 2 weeks before they finally fried. They're not going to melt instantaneously. But it is going to go out. Hospitals and banks and grocery stores will be unable to function for months. And possibly permanently, there we have some. I gave that to you verbatim simply because that's ridiculous. It would be tough. It would without a doubt be tough. It would not be permanent. We would be in a war. If this were to happen, we're in a war. Okay, so yeah, there's going to be contingencies rolling out. No doubt about it. There would be contingencies rolling out. And, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if we don't have a bunch of parts somewhere waiting in case we ever needed them. Not in the civilian sector, mind you, but in the military sector. But, you know, this is just speculation on my part. From my time, when I was in the military in the 80s, we used to see things and have things. So, yeah. The good news here is that we know how to prevent an EMP attack. And it's a relatively modest monetary investment. The bad news, Barack Obama had unique congressional studies at his fingertips alerting him to the danger of EMP. And he had a way to prevent it, yet he took only steps to weaken our already anemic defenses toward that. So Trump has to right Obama's failure, or his stuff he did on purpose, however you want to look at it. And he needs to take some immediate action to harden our military and civilian electrical grid and infrastructure. Reagan said it. He called it peace through strength. Trump said it. Whether you're playing tennis or the high-stakes sport of international relations, a good offense is a good defense. If we were to build a strong EMP defense program, that will keep people a little. That means if we have that in place, they know we're going to be coming right back at them after they pop. First thing we could do is grow the ballistic missile defense arsenal. We should continue to develop all of that capability and also intercepting enemy missiles mid-projection. This should be our number one priority for EMP defense. Unfortunately, the Obama administration throttled that. He also cut or canceled several existing missile defense programs, such as airborne laser. Then there's EMP hardening of our civilian systems, which is very important. Our electrical grid and primary infrastructure should be hardened against cyber and EMP attacks. Hardening civilian infrastructure is particularly important, given that, as the Heritage Foundation pointed out, the U.S. military has increasingly incorporated civilian technology not designed to resist EMP attack into its systems. I don't even know what the method of communications is called now. They were going to transition to something called SINGARs, and that was going to be cells and grids and everything else. And I don't know what they're doing now. I would love to know, because SINGARs to me sounded susceptible. But we got to get on this. Congress should prioritize this, and states should be doing this. States should be doing this as well. Alaska and New York have taken steps to secure their states' infrastructure in recent years. So the chief impediment to protecting our grid and our country from EMP is not technical. We know how to do it, and we've known how to do it for 50 years. The big holdup has been political. So I would imagine that the current administration, seeing as how Mad Dog is in charge of it to a certain degree and some other guys are in charge of it, I would think they know what to do. I'm just waiting to see them do it. They need to get at it. They don't need to repeat any of these mistakes. Take action now. That would be one thing that would slow things down as far as the possibilities of this virus that's making the way. That should be a big eye-opener. A big eye-opener. We have grown completely dependent upon computers. If we don't have them, then we don't know what to do. If we don't know what to do, then, you know, computers are running everything. They're running the stoplights. They're running the water. They're running they run everything. It's Skynet. We've got Skynet now. So having a virus take things over, that's an indicator. Now think about just not having computers at all via EMP. That makes it worse. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. what's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. Designed by a U.S. Army sergeant. After a deployment in Iraq, this is Sheath underwear. Sheath is a high-performance, high-functioning underwear. Segmented where it counts, reducing irritation and chafing. At home, in the car, on the field, in competition, or in combat. Sheath underwear keeps you cool and allows you to focus on the task at hand. Sheath underwear is dedicated to health, fitness, and style. Sheathunderwear.com. It will change the quality of your day-to-day life.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
All right, back at you. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com. Tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
You know, when you go to tacticalholsters.com and you go looking for G-code, what you're going to find is if you already have your guns and your magazines and your ammunition, they got everything else. And that's why you should go to tacticalholsters.com. One-stop shop. Get it all there. Tacticalholsters.com. I think on some level, we should maybe pity the Democrats to the extent that we can do it without coalescing into one big hysterical gut laugh at their agony. They have been thoroughly rejected by all of America in every branch of the federal government, plus out in the states. And on top of that, they were utterly humiliated by the guy they all claimed was a complete moron, although he's smart enough to be a billionaire. Which begs the question, what does that make the sanctimonious harpy he crushed in the Electoral College? See, they don't realize yet what's going on. Their ego-driven drive to dominate us, the normal people, and shape us into the new socialist, non-gendered beings has blinded them to their bitter reality. We think that they, along with their minions in the media and in Hollywood and on campus, we think they all suck. They're baffled at our refusal to acknowledge their moral, intellectual, and political superiority. It doesn't compute to them. Well, here's something for you to compute with, geeks. You look like crazy people. I mean, wacko, zonked out nut jobs. I mean, that goldfish is firing a mind control laser at my brain and making me break dance. Kind of nuts. That's the kind of nuts you are. And don't stop at 10. Pump it up. You're at 11 or maybe even at 12. This is all great. All this insanity is going to help us normals retain power. From all you gyno hat marches to the fake hate crimes to your insistence that the Russians are responsible for everything from Hillary losing the election to the rarely discussed but well-known liberal epidemic of something else. Here's a little test. It has been 6 months since Trump treated the smartest, most accomplished woman in the world like a Nordic track treats Harry Reid. And does anyone even know one person who has said, you know, I voted for Trump, but now after Neil Gorsuch, General Mattis, and H.R. McMaster, I really wish I had checked the box for Felonia von Pantsuit. I'm not talking about those alt-right weirdos. They don't count. I mean, you know, unless they remove their off-brand Nike, you know, knockoffs. I mean, I'm talking about normal people who voted for Trump and now say something remotely like this. Like, yeah, I really regret not letting Hillary pick a Supreme Court judge who thinks the Constitution bans guns but mandates taxpayers subsidize transsexual abortions. Or who, you know, maybe says, wow, that 70% drop in illegal alien entries into America and all those deportations of MS-13 guys are depriving the country of valuable, productive future Democrat voters. Or maybe saying that, you know, gosh, I hate so much how Trump has paid attention to that sliver of our country lying between I-5 and I-95. Or maybe saying it was Ashley Judd's V-cap slam poetry combined with Bill Nye's sex confusion clip that convinced me what America needs is liberals back in power. Because no one has said that. No one who voted for Trump has ever said any of those things. Some may have voted for him reluctantly. I'm willing to cede that to you. But no statistically significant slice of them wish they didn't. But the Democrats work under the assumption that such folk exist, and they are receptive to their tantrums. And I think that's fine. These leftists are crazy, and they're stupid, and we totally need to encourage them to keep doing these crazy, stupid things. We conservatives are supposed to be terrified by polls that say the House could flip to the Dems in 2018. Just ask President Clinton about how the left wish-casting multiplier effect on the polls worked for her. And the fact is we have 18 months to go. On the Democrat side, it looks to be 18 months of kookiness that will leave us normal people scratching our heads and sniggering under our breath. And, you know, I know that this, just this morning I was saying Comey should have been fired, but then Trump actually did it and is doing what I suggested is the worst constitutional crisis ever. Or bombing Putin's ally was a cunning ploy to throw us off the trail. Or why, even though failed FBI Director Jim Comey, James MC Leapmaster J. Clapper, Diane Crip keeping it real Feinstein, and even noted particle physicist Maxine Waters concede that there's no evidence that Trump and Putin are breeding a collusive love child. There's nothing going on. And I'm so convinced of the existence of this sweeping, enormous, and invisible conspiracy that occurred for some reason, somehow, and about which absolutely zero evidence of Trump collusion has leaked out during the 10 months of colonoscopy-esque investigation, despite everything else leaking out. So, Congress does poll right around the popularity of outhouse scuba diving and borrowing Charlie Sheen's toothbrush, but then who wants to live in a country where we like our politicians? It's not like in 2016 we were high-fiving these guys. We get that a GOP Congress is a necessary evil. We also get that a Democrat Congress is an unnecessary evil. And while these leftist spazzes and their fussy Frito-Con gimps are shrieking about the coming Armageddon with their girly voices, Trump is just rolling along. Special prosecutor. He's not falling for that. And did you see the 10 judges he just nominated? You normally would have to come up with a roses and champagne to score like that. But here's how it's going to go. The Democrats, along with the media and the team tinfoil, keep whining about Russians, 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 and normal people keep tuning them out. And while they're babbling about nonsense that means nothing outside of the coastal loony bins, normal people are tuning into how the stock market and the job market just keep getting better, how we're not taking guff from the foreign creeps anymore, and how we're talking about how much taxes will go up and about how much they'll go down, because tax reform is going to pass. Obamacare is getting repealed. It is dead in the Senate, as it was in the House, which is not at all. Our military is getting rebuilt. We're going to stop leading with our chin in on trade. Things are going to keep getting better, and people are going to see that. And the only way the president can still screw this up is by choosing to screw it up. He won't do it by messing with the left, keep tweeting those twerps into a sputtering rage. That just makes me happy. Makes me giggle. But hey, we heard another spasm out of them. That, when we get back, this is Lock and Load.
DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado. DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology design is lethal art with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
USA Radio News.
A new Department of Justice Inspector General report is expected to come out this Thursday. In the report, we're hoping to find out what was going on in the FBI under former Acting Director James Comey, and also what was going on in the Department of Justice under former Attorney General Loretta Lynch. Former FBI Director Chris Wecker says there may be some big news made later this week.
I think there's going to be some very important information in there regarding Strzok, Page, McCabe, Comey, the Attorney General herself. The only one that's still left with the FBI and is on the rolls is Strzok, and I'm pretty sure he's going to get fired. There may be some criminal recommendations coming out of it for Comey's theft of government property, the memos.
President Trump is continuing to prepare for his meeting with North Korea's Kim Jong-un. We also saw not too long ago that Dennis Rodman arrived, although he will have no official capacity in the summit. This is USA Radio News.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-455-7967. 800-455-7967. 800-455-7967. That's 800-455-7967.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the TacticalHolsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's TacticalHolsters.com, TacticalHolsters.com. Quality is the difference.
You know, at TacticalHolsters.com, what you have is, like, if you need a chest rig, go look at the Contact series. There you will find a chest rig. If you're looking for one of the belts, or if you want a belt that's already built like the Assaulter belt, they have that available to you. If you're looking for a holster of any kind inside the waistband, tactical outside the waistband, they have that. If you're looking for any means to hook that up, they have all the modularity you need. If you need a way to carry your magazines, your spare ammunition, all of that other stuff, they have that. They have it all at TacticalHolsters.com, which is, you know, all the difference in the world. Democrats, for some reason, guys, really, read the memo, please, could you? I mean, I got other things to talk about, I'm almost certain, but your stupidity just keeps getting in my way. Because now they have another bad idea on so many levels. First of all, it is dumb, temporary political overreach. Even if you're willing to overlook, they were all howling for Comey's head on a stake. Thought he should go. I mean, this guy was so inappropriate as the FBI director. You know, the investigation on the Russia election meddling had
has been a serious and reportedly escalating endeavor from the get-go for the Democrats. Comey's temporary successor has assured the public that the former director's dismissal has had no impact on that probe. But we still don't even know what the probe consists of. We don't know what they're investigating. We do know what we keep hearing, which is that there is zero evidence of any collusion. So I guess maybe they'll just keep looking until they find some. And if they never find any, they just never quit looking. This is good news that the Democrats and Republicans alike should welcome coming from the temporary successor to Comey, a new leader at the Bureau who arrives with unquestionable law enforcement credentials and a strong reputation for independence would be another positive development. He or she ought to be installed as soon as possible. That's true for any number of reasons, one of which is to ensure that the potential political interference does not taint the FBI's robust and comprehensive examination of the Russia matter. Even though we know they went to the guy trying to tell him, listen, say that Trump did it, and we'll give you a new life, and a checking account, and a Ferrari. Let's not forget that part either. But the Democrats want to tie the approval of a new FBI chief to a separate political outcome. Even if it's arguably somewhat related, looks like a cheap and unserious stunt. But outrage posturing is the coin of the Democratic realm these days, so here's their leader floating the threat. From Jake Tapper on Twitter. Do I know anybody out there that actually uses Twitter? I think I may know one or two. I used it myself the other day. I don't use it that often. Thing about Twitter is unless you have a lot of followers, you're just basically saying it to be saying it. But coming from Jake Tapper on Twitter, at Senator Schumer supports Warner idea of refusing to vote on FBI director until special prosecutor is named. Then we have, they want to hold that up. Now, the hearings, and at the same time, concurrently, a timely vote should be held on the president's selection to fill this critically important law enforcement and national security role. If he picks a politicized candidate, and I'm not really jacked up about that idea, that person should be opposed. But if he picks someone with a strong resume who garners cross-partisan esteem, like Gorsuch, that person should be confirmed as expeditiously as possible. No strings attached. Now, Senate Democrats who are signing on to the Warner-Schumer-Litmus test also know that they're powerless to block any nominee, including this FBI nominee, thanks to the Reid rule under which the Democrats ended the filibuster for presidential appointments. I'm sure they're, this may contribute a lot to the way they act, and this was constantly in the doldrums because of that. But they shot themselves in the foot with that one. That said, an organized Democrat blockade on this confirmation process unless a discreet political demand is met would undermine what needs to be, for the good of the country, an overwhelming and bipartisan stamp of approval. But they're overplaying their hand. They don't have the cards in their hand. And they're going to further erode public confidence in an important American institution that should be apolitical to its core. If Trump successfully nominates an apolitical leader to this, that would be great. Comey is gone because he was viewed as being too political an actor to be the leader of the FBI. Much of that is due to the extraordinary and unprecedented hand he was dealt by primary voters in both parties last year. But regardless of how he ended up losing the confidence of elected officials from across the spectrum, it happened. So doubling down on politics now would be a very, very, very short-sighted mistake. Another reason why this is a foolish maneuver is that many observers from across the political spectrum are beginning to conclude that a special prosecutor is the wrong mechanism to be pursuing here anyway. Coming from David Frum, a special prosecutor is not the answer if the offenses are political rather than criminal. Yeah. Josh Barrow. I am increasingly inclined to this view. A special prosecutor answers the wrong question. We need an independent commission. for all of the talk about Team Trump colluding with the Russians, which we've been offered no proof of that, besides just hearing from Maxine Waters and, you know, Blumenthal and Schumer and all these other guys just constantly parroting each other. There's another inconvenient truth that was pointed out by former federal prosecutor Andy McCarthy. It's an inconvenient reality. You don't need a prosecutor unless you first have a crime. So what is the crime? What is the federal criminal offense that could be proved in a court of law under governing law and evidentiary rules? Collusion, which is the word so tirelessly invoked, is not a crime. It is used pejoratively, but is not. But is just a word to describe concerted activity. Concerted activity can be, and usually is, completely legal. Lots of unsavory activity in which people jointly participate is legal, even if we frown on it. In order to be illegal, concerted activity must rise to the level of conspiracy. Conspiracy is an agreement to commit a crime. Not to do something indecorous or slimy, it must be something that is actually against the law, something that violates a penal statute. In the crime law biz, the crime the conspirators agree to try to accomplish is known as the object of the conspiracy. If the object is not against the law, there is no conspiracy, no matter how much collusion there is. So in the ballyhooed Russian investigation, what is the object of the purported conspiracy? Notice that although Senator Schumer casually asserts that a serious offense has been committed, he does not tell us what that offense is, and that's because there isn't one. Sorry to be the downer at the pep rally, but it is simply not a federal crime for a foreign country to intrude on an American election by spreading information or misleading propaganda that favors one candidate or damages another. That's the facts, Jack. Period. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
ProPure Gravity Water Filters. Most tested, most trusted. The Pro 1 G2.0 filter by ProPure fits most gravity systems and is so easy to set up and use. No priming required. Independent lab tested to NSF standards. Removes up to 200 plus contaminants with Pro 1 G2.0 full spectrum filter technology. ProPure Water Filters. When you don't know what's in your water, start enjoying great tasting water today. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Tired of allergies. You can't imagine what it's like to do what I do and have a congestion every day of your life. Or maybe you can, I don't know. Welcome back, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com. TacticalHolsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality, modularity, and a warranty that is unbelievable. Check them out at TacticalHolsters.com. The last 2 weeks in Chicagoland has been bad. Gangland violence continues to spiral out of control. May the 2nd, two plainclothes police officers shot while conducting an investigation in the Chicago's Back of the Yards neighborhood. A van driven by an alleged gang associate pulled up next to the officers and a passenger in the vehicle opened up. Then on Sunday, mourners were gathered at a makeshift outdoor memorial for an individual who'd been shot and killed the night before in the city's Brighton Park neighborhood when two masked gunmen fired up on the crowd. Two were killed and eight were wounded in what police are characterizing as a gang retaliation shooting. This is normal for a city with a murder rate so high that it skews efforts to measure violent crime in the country's urban centers. Chicago has more murders in just that city alone than the entirety of some states, most of them. This week, Chicago police officers were given a safety bulletin warning of an increase in violent criminals using semi-automatic rifles. The Chicago Tribune editorial board quickly attempted to convert this bulletin into anti-gun capital, issuing a piece contending that the use of semi-automatic rifles posed a new danger to cops and civilians. As you might expect, their answer to this new threat was to burden the law-abiding. The board argued for federal legislation to prohibit the private transfer of firearms, which is, it terms, universal background checks. Peace concluded by claiming gun violence in Chicago and the rest of the nation is a dire daily emergency. It's time our lawmakers took serious measures to stem it. That's a lie. That is a lie. What's happening in Chicago skews everybody's statistics. It is unique to Chicago. What should be happening is Emmanuel should be begging Trump to bring in the feds. They should go to where they know the crime is. You know, what was it? Sam Kinison used to say, if you're starving, you go where the food is. They know where the crime is. They've already indicated they know where the crime is. Studies show where the crime is. Social media shows where the crime is. Why don't we just go get the criminals? Why do we need to burden the rest of the law-abiding America with the problems that are uniquely Chicagoan based upon your decades of rule? And they also need to look at other things beside that. The violence in Chicago is a serious problem, and it is a serious problem in certain other urban areas. But as far as the rest of the nation, the national crime rate is still near record lows. We don't suffer from what you suffer from in Chicago. Moreover, the type of violence that the editorial contemplates is not typical, despite the oft-lamented increase in the popularity of semi-automatic rifles for lawful purposes. There is no national-level increase in the use of rifles in any kind of murder. According to the FBI Uniform Crime Reporting data, the number of murders committed with rifles fell each year from 2010 to 2015. Even as the national murder total and murder rate rose slightly from 2014 to 2015, the number of murders perpetrated with a rifle fell. Further, their proposed solution to the city's woes ignores the prevalence of gang members acquiring their firearms via straw purchase. Where they don't prosecute that in Chicago, by the way. Remember? They don't prosecute straw purchasing in Chicago. In Illinois, an individual is already required to possess a firearm owner's identification card in order to possess or acquire a firearm. But that has failed to impede the violent criminals. 2013, they did a survey in Cook County Jail. One prisoner revealed the robust nature of the illegal gun trade in Chicago, telling the interviewer, all they need is one person who got a gun card in the hood and everybody got one. And somebody else moves out of the hood, I guess, when that happens. Even when Chicago police identify a straw purchaser, there is reluctance to vigorously prosecute them. Like I've been saying. Zoe? I don't remember her name. Four counts. 15 days work release. One of the firearms that she supplied was later recovered in the possession of a juvenile. 12 months of probation. $679 fine. That'll learn her. Yeah. This inadequate prosecution of dangerous criminals is endemic in Chicago and exacerbates another problem in the city, which is depolicing. A national survey of almost 8,000 police officers conducted by the Pew Research Center that was released in January found that reaction to recent high-profile encounters between citizens and law enforcement has had an effect on how officers are able to protect their communities. Like the officer in Chicago, I think it is, where she could have shot the perpetrator and said she took a beating because she was afraid of what would come. She almost got killed, beaten to death, and she was willing to take that because she was afraid of what might follow if she shot this guy. A survey found that 72% say officers in their department are now less willing to stop and question suspicious persons. Overall, more than 8 in 10 say police work is harder today as a result of these high-profile incidents. Let's not forget how their leadership throws them under the bus. Not the cops. I'm talking about the mayors. I'm talking about all of these NGOs, the Sharptons, and all these other guys that roll around, say cops are killing people and cops are racist and all this. Let's not forget them. Then there's a recent report from the FBI called the Assailant Study, Mindsets and Behaviors. It observed a similar trend. The study contended that reaction to high-profile citizen police encounters has had a chilling effect on law enforcement. In December, a report from 60 Minutes showed just how acute this problem is in Chicago. The report pointed out the police activity fell as homicides skyrocketed, with an online article accompanying the program stating in August of 2015, Chicago's cops stopped and questioned 49,257 people. A year later, stops dropped 80% and arrests fell by a third. So here they have these intractable issues surrounding urban policing and criminal justice. And politicians and anti-gun advocates have once again sought to blame the law-abiding gun owner and certain types of firearms as responsible for their society's ills. The problems facing these cities is far more complicated than those pushing gun control care to admit. So scapegoating gun owners and firearms might be effective politics in parts of the country where a significant portion of one's constituents have little experience or know anything about responsible firearm ownership. But it's not going to be a very effective policy, not in the long run. Fighting this kind of crime has got to begin with clearing out that kind of criminal, followed on by increasingly better education, infrastructure and economic opportunity renewal, putting the family first and letting them exist. Lots of things they could do, but the first thing they got to do is go clear out those that are there. Not be afraid of what color they are, not be afraid of what they've done, not be afraid of anything else other than the fact they got to go. Criminals like these guys, okay, cause people like Marcus Weldon to be incarcerated or to be arrested or to be put on trial and 2 years of his life obliterated while he's exonerating himself. He's just a regular guy. He just happens to be black. And he was in a Santa outfit. Okay. We got to have a better policy if we're actually going to solve crime. The other thing is this, and I've talked about this, and I'll keep talking about this. 5% of the counties in the United States are responsible for most, 68% of the murders. 5%. So, Chicago Tribune editorial board, would you please shut up? You don't even know what you're talking about. Go take a look at one of your own. John Lott, he's one of your own. Go look at the stats he's got and then get back to me. Would you please, could you? And if you can't do that, at least do me the favor of shutting up. Hour number three is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the Knights of the Round Table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.